This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Jesus is the Son of God. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Giving thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, and I thank you all that whom the Lord has ordained this morning to have tuned in, and we welcome all of you preachers and those that are recording this message for your preachers for this cause that we stop by. All praise be to his holy name. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in that secret place. What a wonderful time to be in that sure hiding place. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to lift up your name among the people. Praise be to his holy name. Might as well go to work. If you have your Bibles, Matthew's 11th chapter, verses 28 to 30 this morning, the Lord is going to pull this truth from here. And Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. What a mighty God, awesome God we serve. Well, the Lord is good. As I was awakened this morning, I was surprised that usually the Lord awake me with a message for the day, but yet I had nothing. As I was moving, I began to be a little troubled as to the 10 o'clock hour came about, and still, there was no message for today. So, Lord, what are you doing, Daddy? But as I was waiting for my transportation some 20 years ago, the Lord gave me authorization instead of waiting for the people to come to the church. He told me to take the church to the people. For the last 20 years, the Lord has blessed me to be on the highways and the byways. One of my greatest stops is down at the Alexandria bus terminal where the souls are. And the Lord usually get on whatever bus the Spirit leads us. And there he preaches glorious gospel of the kingdom. Most of the time the folks don't want to hear it, but the Lord say, preach it anyway. As I was waiting this morning for transportation to arrive to go to work, waiting for the message, an individual rolled up this morning. No doubt he was homeless with a basket. He whooped up beside me with a bucket on the side of his basket, a pizza. He was eating pieces of it. Right away in my heart, I felt compassion to bless him. But the Lord God Almighty moved on my heart and said, preach to him first and then bless him. I pushed the money back down in my pocket and I began to preach the glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. The reason that he was in the place he was in was because he had turned away from Jesus' way, his truth that leads to abundant life. And no sooner those words began to fall from my mouth, he began to gather his stuff and he went away. And I said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord put on my heart, this is your message for today. This is the condition of the world. You see, they want the blessings of God, but they don't want God. I heard him mumbling as he was walking away, man, I need money, he said. No, he doesn't realize he needs Christ. This is the condition of the world. They want the blessings of God, but they don't want God. They want houses, they want land, they want money and cars, but they don't want him to rule and reign over their lives. They want to know Jesus for an hour on a Sunday. But they want to take off their church clothes and go back to their own thing on a Monday. I'd like to ask you all a question, reversing the roles, putting man and woman in the same position. If you had a wife or a husband, that you would stop by and see them on a Sunday for 1 hour, and then after you departed from that their presence that 1 hour, then the other 6 days of the week, you would go and spend with your other man or your other woman. How long do you think that relationship would last? This is the state of most of the church age. They believe that when they go to their so-called synagogues on a Sunday for 1 hour, that this is their sacrifice that they have given unto God when they go and give him a lip service while their hearts are far from him. They think this is all is required. But Jesus didn't come down all the way from heaven that we give him a moment. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. I find it so strange in that people want the things of God, but they don't want him. They don't realize that what Jesus wants us all to experience is the joy of discipleship, the joy of knowing him in a personal relationship, the joy of walking and talking with him, the joy of him waking you up in the morning, the joy of him speaking to you as you rest at night, the joy of knowing the power of God, knowing that the enemy is under your feet, the joy of knowing that even though you trust in God and you give all that you have, that the world will hate you. And as though Jesus declared unto the world he was God's son and they set out to crucify him, I too declared unto the world that I am a son of God, and now they seek to take my life. But this is a part of discipleship. This is a part of getting to know Jesus. This is a part of suffering with him. To know that the enemy lurked to do you evil, but yet the power of God tell him not so. What a wonderful feeling to have the enemy under your feet. To walk in this victory. To walk in this victorious living. To not have sin have dominion over you. When the devil tell you come and you tell him, hell no. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. To have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Have been brought to maturity because you trust in God. Many people have been in the church for 10, 15, 20 years, should be preachers and teachers now. They still desire milk. You see, God wants us to go on to maturity. No one wants to bring a babe from the hospital and have to change his diapers and giving milk for 30 years, 20 years, 18 years. God wants us all to go on to maturity, and we can go on to maturity only by following Christ, only by giving all that we have to get all that he has. By faith, the just shall live by faith. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, God has a way for man. His way is the cross. This is where victory is found. This is where we're able to walk in total victory. And oh yes, don't believe them that when you come to Christ that everything is going to be all right. Not so. The Bible tells us that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. The world will hate you. But Jesus said, know that they hated me first because I told them that their work was evil. Their religious works. Jesus told them that you believe in me or you would die in your sins. This walk, we must count the cost, my brother and sister, to serve him. For the Bible tells us that eyes have not seen nor ears heard the things that God has prepared for them that truly love him, that truly endure until the end. Not only will the world hate you, but the Bible tells us that our enemies will be those, our foes will be those of our own household. Meaning that your own family members,